Blog Talk Radio. God, glory to the King, Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings, the Master of Masters, and he's soon to be coming again.
Yes.
And we thank the Father for that. Thank the Father because our names are written down.
Yes.
In the Lamb's Book of Life, how everybody doing out there? What do you think about the meeting down in North Carolina? By the way, y'all did a good job of hosting this special. I know the labor. Man. Did a real good job.
I
think it went well. I really love that word. I was listening to it way up here. You know, I got to take that word from the phone and figure out some way to put an audio version so that the Israelites can hear it on Patreon.
That's a word right there.
That's really good. Woo-wee, was that a word? That was a word to drive there along. That was a good word. Hallelujah. God's good all the time, and all the time, the Most High God's good. You know, we got a lot going on, brothers and sisters, during this dead season. You know, the enemy is always active. Neither here nor there. I mean, he's supposed to do his job, right? He got a job to do. We got a job to do. You know, sometimes men start picking calluses on your hands. They wonder why you do it. You understand what I mean?
Picking them?
Yeah, I mean, you're just doing something, next thing you know, and then they end up all rough and everything. You understand what I mean? You keep on going. They ain't going no damn where. Never mind. You know what I'm saying? You always went anywhere?
Don't beat them
hands. Beat that hands, huh? Well, Ingrid gonna have something to work on, huh? We're gonna get her a mini chainsaw.
Angle grinder.
It is.
Hey,
wonderful. Man, bro, Ryan and them, they came down, man. I'm good, Bandy. You know, I get the feel. Now I actually get the feel. Then when I go up there, they're not saying, don't give us a hand. But they basically said, we don't need you.
Oh, wow.
Without saying anything.
That's what's up, right? That's what's up,
Frank. And of course, it brings me up to do something else.
I'm really glad that you hollered. I mean, you know what? Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's what's up. They doing it. They get out. Asked about the weather and everything too, and they said it's colder here.
Right now, that's not possible.
Whoa, you didn't let me finish, man. They say it's colder here for us, for them, because of the humidity. Say the humidity is really piercing here. Now, mind you, they're from Wisconsin. Now, don't get me wrong. It gets colder there. Ryan, explain that, man.
Right, but up in Wisconsin, it stays colder longer when it gets cold, so it gives the weather a time for the humidity to drop down.
Whatever. I turned into an icicle the day I walked out your door.
Hey, I'm with you. Same here.
I never turned into an icicle down here. So I opened up that door.
I remember one time going up there, man. I mean, that stuff hurts. Mm. That stuff would kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Without a beating on, because I'm sitting next to him.
You got to be old guy sitting next to him.
Yeah.
By cold it is. All right. So let me get this going right real quick before we get off and everything else. We've got a bunch of subjects here to cover tonight. So y'all seen Pastor Rupert's video, right? Mm-hmm. On Marco Polo. And let me tell you how that all started. All right? We were talking. Everybody know or known of Yashar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And between Yashar, Timothy Love, and Austin Barmore, you put all them together, they pretty much embezzled, stole, hoodwinked, lied, deceit. I can't use money laundering. Whatever they did, you know what they did was between them three men, the ministry as a whole is out $1 million.
Yes, ma'am. That's true. That's true.
$1 million. Just Pastor Rufus called me earlier today and found out that this Yashaw or Rob Lampkin is out. And we found out another $80,000 he done. I tell you, man. Now, what's disappointing to me, St. Hills, is I know that I speak with clarity. And I cannot tell you how many times I've talked about how you go about doing money as far as communities go. People don't listen. And then, because we can't be in these areas. And then when you get someone that ain't never had really no leadership, and then they get the devil talking to them, then they start policing the flock of Yah. You understand what I mean? And y'all wonder why we put up certain benchmarks. And then don't let them people tell you that, well, I got this approval right here from Pastor Dow and Elder Rufus or Pastor Rufus and all them. If you don't believe me, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone! Pick up the phone! We believe in accountability. We truly do. And that's from the top all the way down. The only one that ain't accountable to nobody is him. All the rest of us, the jury is always deliberating. All of us. And I know y'all don't think many of you have been here this long, but we literally do have a system where nobody gets by. Am I right, Teach?
Yes, sir.
Soon one night, one time or another, sooner or later, you may be on the hot seat, but we've all been there. And that seat gets hot, too. And, but it's disappointing because when you sit up there and you got these men, they first of all, they lie. And this book, you know, we told him, don't you contact us, we'll contact you. Now, if we said that, would we not do it? But he keeps on emailing. He has no parameters, no boundaries, never respects anyone's position in any damn thing. He's got his side of the story. We know your side of the story, nigga. You are a lying, deceiving, treacherous devil. We will hear what you got to say when you return over $600,000. We're not there and got it. So when he pull up, I'm like, man, that's a nice truck. Where you get this? Oh, it's a business, man. Everything's business. So what he does is create businesses in order to get the Israelites in debt. And they pay for it all while he drives around on the high hog and every damn thing else. Listen, we would never tell you to go out and get in debt. That should be obvious. Yeah. If that's not painfully obvious, who you been listening to all this time? And then you got somebody that all of a sudden a new area pops up where we got to appoint somebody here. Don't the Bible say appoint elders in every city? Yes, so you appoint them out here. So, hey, believe me, we'll keep our eye on them, but when we come and ask you questions, ask them questions up and ain't nobody talking, we had a meeting with this Yashaw. And we had the whole community, the whole homestead. We sat up there and gave them all a chance to talk. Got up there, nobody had nothing to say. Fireplace goes ping. That was it. Going fast forward later, this book done went from $100,000 to $400,000 embezzling money, buying RVs. Saints buying RVs for him. Dooleys. Having them go get max out credit cards at $50,000. And he's spending all the money. Guns and everything else. The other one playing whack-a-mole. $200,000 gone. Then I wonder why we wish we was back in the land so we could do something. You understand what I mean? That's just bad. Because you know what I think about is I think about, you know what we could have done with $1 million as far as getting lands and getting people free? You see what I'm saying? But these selfish-ass individuals, you see what I'm saying? See, I've been doing this. Brothers, sisters, listen to me. I have been living this thing for 30 years. I've been out here on this community for 25. We're getting ready to hit 26 years on this community here in a few months. I've been living this thing. The Bible says they that preach the message must live the message. And our problem is that we got a lot of people preaching, but they ain't never lived it. So there's a different dynamic when you live something as opposed to just preaching it. It gives you a wisdom. And this is an amazing thing. So you know how y'all seen children. You catch them in something, and they come up with all these creative ways to try to get out of it. And you see everything they're doing because you've been there before. You've been a child. You already know. But they don't know that you know. They think that they're really, truly getting by. Because they, and you're sitting there looking at this stuff. You're trying to give them an opportunity to try again and just get it right one time. And, but you remember when you did that, right? We deal with this all the time, especially with adults, grown folk. I'm thinking, where is the fear of God? You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Where is the fear of Yah at? And boy, as soon as somebody smell a little bit of money, oh, it's over with. Yeah. It's over. They can't have it. I told them folks up at the Hebrews and Negro Conference, I told them pretty much, I said, I guarantee you can trust me with the money. Yeah, before all of them, yeah, I guarantee you could. You can trust me with the money. Bring it over and put it in my hand, see what I do with it. Why don't I put it in your hand? You're going to put it in a bag with holes. We had a community down here in South Carolina, out of which you've been there. You seen that video, right, when we was down there building that community from the ground up? You seen that South Carolina video? And seen us? We built that. We did the dirt work. We did the framing, the roof, the electric, the plumbing. And when he knew that he was going to leave the ministry, Elder Austin Barmore, don't you know this brother still called me up and asked me for $10,000 when he seen a malice and ill will? Now, I tell you, that's the cheapest $10,000 you could ever give to somebody. Because, see, now he got an answer to the Father. Let me tell you something. There's one thing y'all don't know about me. Listen, I am unconcerned about whatever you think you could be doing to me because, I believe me, I know that I am anointed. Did y'all hear me? I said, I know. If you don't believe I'm anointed, just sit there and listen to me for a while. Watch and see. Just follow the fruit. Follow the many years of fruit. Everything you'll read about in that book, it follows this ministry.
True.
Undeniable.
True.
And you think that you're doing this to man? How many times did the apostles will say, like you did with Ananias and Sapphira, you ain't lied to men, you lied to the Holy Spirit. But see, we looking and thinking we're lying to man. Boy, man is the least of your worries.
Come on,
we got to get spiritual sometime or another. But many people are trading their soul, man, fleecing the flock of Yah. No wonder Yahshua said three times, Shimon Kepler, do you love me? Yay, Master, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Hey, Peter. Yes, Master. Do you love me? I mean, Master, you know all things. You know that I love you. Be my sheep. Hey, Peter. Oh, Master. What, Master? Do you love me? At this point, you're thinking, what is he getting to? Because you already know who you're dealing with. I mean, you're looking at the creative universe sitting right up in front of you. You know what you're dealing with, right? You're like, he knows something about me I don't know. I mean, what is this? I mean, if it's just going to spit it out, let me come on. But just please don't tell me I'm a Judas. Don't tell me I'm a son of perdition. Just spit it out. Help me. You know everything you ever know about me. I can't think a thought you can't read.
Right.
I can't go a place that you hadn't already been. You saw Nathaniel sitting under the fig tree. Told him about it. And you was over here. We saw you. What am I? Matthew, you know I love you. Be my lamb. You went from adult sheep, lamb, children. Never mind. He is suffering not the little children, but such is the kingdom of God. See what I'm saying? Wrong folks twice, hard-headed.
I mean,
yeah, for real.
Oh, praise God. That's good.
Feed my sheep, lamb. Wow. Then he warns us about these charlatans and everybody else that will fleece the flock of Yah. You know that brother, it was, how many years ago was it? 2-3 years ago? That brother came and put a $186,000 check in my hand. One down in Houston. Brother Bud's son-in-law. You know I still got that money. I ain't touched a penny of it. I should have took all the money that he gave. And held it myself. But all things work together for the good, though. Because now we got rid of a damn whack-a-mole. A damn perverted-ass whack-a-mole. You know what I'm saying? It was on a preparation day. Y'all know what we got to do on a preparation day? Pastor Ruben's driving one way, I'm driving another. We go down there and meet them and had all the saints convening on that area. By the time I drive down there and have that meeting and come back, man, my preparation day is over with. You know what I'm saying? Still got to come back here, do music practice, and do blog talk. We get down there. First thing he does, come walking up to me and, brother, I ain't saying shit to you until we get out. Get out of my damn face. What the hell are you walking up to me for? Want to talk to me? Yeah, I'm going to prep you. I prepped him all right. I damn sure did. I prepped him real good. You there? Some of us, we don't have to see Elohim in order to fear him. The fear of Yah abides in our hearts. I don't need to see him. I already know he means business.
Oh,
so you better believe when I'm dealing with you, I'm dealing with the fear of Yah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The least I'm worried about is the judgment of a man.
Oh, that is true. I mean,
Steph,
come on.
Huh? Some of you ain't got that fear. You never even had the revelation of that fear. It's sad.
I mean,
we could have probably 4 more other communities started by now and probably had at least 60, 70 people on those communities delivered from the world. Could have had dining facilities, homes, gardens, tractors, children being born, schoolhouses, all that. Where they gone up at? And look at the devil, and the devil is a lie, ain't he? Huh? Ain't nothing from without can destroy us. Only that which is within. And this damn Rob Lampkin, well, I feel like I ain't being heard to hell with you, bastard. Yeah, I hope you heard that, because you ain't never coming back to this damn ministry ever again in a good way, ministry. You ain't never coming back here. You take your damn sorry ass home. See, the devil think he can come over here and sport himself and show out. And you better be sure your day of visitation is going to find you out. Your sin is going to find you out. I can't tell you how many proud, presumptuous-ass people running dirty behind the scenes and then think you ain't going to be found out. But, man, I tell you, the more you think about it, the more it makes you want to, like you're talking about, put your hand around people's damn throat, man, and start shaking them, just choking them until that damn bone snaps in their neck. Jesus said, whatsoever you do unto the least of these, you've done also unto me. And we got people who want to consume the blood, sweat, and tears, the hard work, the sweat equity of the Israelites on their own damn lust. Y'all hear me? So, I ain't apologizing for having righteous indignation. You can forget that. It's disgusting. You got what I said? We could have had all these Israelites free, man. One thing we did do, man, we got that family away from their sorry ass, though. We sure did. I have seen you somewhere before. Let me explain what that means. Everybody, no matter what level you at in life, you have a spirit that accompanies you. And you want people to look at you, but I'm looking at the spirit that's controlling you. So when I say I've seen you somewhere before, I'm talking to that spirit that is manipulating, that's cunning, that's deceitful. I'm watching you. Because they have the same behavior. Remember, the book says that we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. You may be ignorant of the devil's devices. I didn't do this for 30 years to be stupid and dumb of the devil's devices. That makes sense? A lot of you may be wasting their time buying it, hoping that they make it to the kingdom. I'm making it to the kingdom.
I believe.
But I'm not going to be wasting my time. I'm full well engaged in this life. And I'll tell you one thing y'all need to learn right here. I can't tell you how much the book teaches. Y'all better be careful about touching y'all anointed. Y'all better be careful how you speak. Y'all remember them little children were sitting there mocking and lying to us. Go up on bald head, man. Oh, I got something for you, man. Y'all sent bears to eat their ass. I be telling people all the time, many of you are fortunate that I be staying my tongue and don't unleash the judgment of y'all on some of y'all. That house is down there, right? That I bought 80% of the land for ministry there. We spent probably 80%, if not 90% of the building material on the actual building itself. We stayed, not only did I get a home, they got our trailer down too, our little work trailer, our little command center. Got the trailer too. You know how much advancement that house has had in all these years since he embezzled it from us, stole it from us? Zero. I wouldn't doubt now if it ain't termite infested. You can't leave a house unfinished sitting like that. I told Brandon, get in touch with him and tell him, make this offer to him right here and we'll buy the land and stuff from him. Ain't got a response or nothing. That's how the devil is. And mind you, I had so much trust. Mind you, this is a man who comes to the ministry who was born with asthma. He comes to me. I lay hands on him. He gets back home. His mama don't hear him wheezing at night. He said, what happened? So I went to that preacher up in Tennessee. You can see it in the judgment, too. You can see it. You can see his mama because mama's going to go with son. Huh? I told her, I gave her a warning, you better not do it. She did it anyway. So her God was a son. Her God wasn't Elohim. Did you hear what I said? Her God was a son, not Elohim. You see their spirit come over her and die. See, I told you. I'm wrecked until I get to you. When I get to you, way faster, dog, you could just see it from my perspective. Well, Pastor Dow, you can just walk a mile in my shoes. Well, Pastor, listen, y'all may be experts in a lot of areas, but this is my area of expertise. I think about all the children that could have been playing on communities right now. Could have been away from their world, but now the devil jumped into somebody. And not only just the leaders, but the people who walked in fear, too. Because remember, the book says Yah has not given us a spirit of fear. So how does everything that I say escape your minds when you see all this in front of you? That's like, that was 25 years ago, dog. No, that was about 22 years ago, man. 23 years ago. Y'all notice there was all kinds. I was the youngest one in that judgment when we had a judgment on R.G. Stack. I'm kind of like Job. I was the youngest, so I kept my mouth shut. The whole time, I just took in the information. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I said all these old people, I heard them all, heard everything. I watched the show and everything. Then they said, Pastor Dowell, you want to speak? I said, oh, yeah, I got something to say. You better believe it. And just like who was that? Joe said to all, no, who was that that said, when I opened up my mouth, that wasn't Eliphaz, was it? I got to refresh my memory. The youngest one. Yeah, he the one who, he said, you don't know you're going to hear from Yah. So, first idea was, so, I'm up in Tennessee. You, Pastor Roberts, you, Dave Jackson, y'all got information about this man right here, that all this stuff is going on. I understand love covers a multitude of sin. Y'all give a chance to repent, turn from his ways and stuff. But who in the world did y'all put with this man to make sure he's a coward? I'm going to damn you a prophet. You ain't exempt from judgment. You understand what I mean? Self-appointed prophet. That's what you find out, right? So anyway, my turn to speak. I'm saying, how in the hell do y'all live here on this community and not know he's running all these women? So that's a strong, y'all understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood?
Yes, sir.
There's a spirit that takes people over.
Yes, sir.
Now, if that spirit is there on that community taking people over, you got to ask yourself, what kind of strong delusion and deception and blindness are you under that you can't even discern evil in the midst of you? All y'all act like y'all spiritual. I hear y'all all the time. You on broadcast or giving out all these teachers and everything. Y'all spiritual as shit. And at that time, Pastor Roberts, I'm speaking, he jumps up. I said, you better sit your ass back down. Don't be jumping up too damn fast. And so he started jumping up. I started walking out. He started walking out. I said, yeah, when we meet up, it's going to be more than just us sitting up here just talking words, damn it. There's going to be some elbows and shoe soles in this damn thing. It's my turn to speak. I listen to all y'all. It's my turn. Then you next thing you know, you get to the internet, you then all of them, you find out everybody's blasting me. I ain't the one that had the information on the old man. All them people had the information and stuff, and yet they let them run dirty. Now I sit up there and watch them all turn from that turn, because I'm the only one in there that does spiritual warfare. I sit there and watch that spirit of bitterness come in. People, they are running out the door. I got to go get my wife. You should have thought about your damn wife. I don't put nothing past the devil. You follow me? We can all be blinded and sidetracked, but this shit went on for years, 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 years. And with people that had knowledge and did nothing about it. Next thing you know, they slander my name on YouTube. They do all this as if I'm the one that's in agreement with it. I told them all this. Now, let me tell y'all something. After I said all that, I said, I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing going to happen to him. That was 23 years ago. There ain't nothing going to happen to him. Oh, they was waiting for him to go to prison. He in the county jail, he called it the prison house. County jail ain't the prison house. I said, there's nothing going to happen to him. Oh, it really pissed him off. I said, y'all know the reason why ain't nothing going to happen to him? Because the book teaches you to not rejoice when you see your enemy fall. Y'all count him as an enemy. And you all upset. You should be upset at yourself. You your own worst enemy. Well, anyway, man died at 88 years old, owned the same community, in his house. You think they have to teach? You would think that every last one of them, them dense, spiritually dense-ass people, would have set up there as soon as he passed on and nothing happened to him, you would think they would have beaten down the doors of this community. Well, Pastor Dolly, damn, we got to listen to him. Nope. I think we had, didn't we have Tim Cheek, something like that, called one time?
Yeah.
Because they all presumed, they all thought themselves to be something when they nothing. And guess what happened? Nothing happened to the man. Zero. Now he got to go see God. Everybody, ain't nobody going to pass that. So, when we put out certain things in the ministry, your flesh will crawl and not like it. We've been that done. We do it for benchmarks and safety measures so that you don't get enticed by some damn spirit and then the flock of y'all don't get taken advantage of. Somebody got to love you more than you hate yourself. That don't mean we're coming against you as a man or a woman or your position or your character. Or it's just that we know something you don't know. If that makes sense. Makes perfect sense to me. So, if we ever have y'all tell y'all to speak the damn hell up, speak up. But if you don't say nothing, we count it as if nothing's wrong. I can't tell you how many times we did stuff like this. Nobody had nothing to say. Right? Then they turn around, want to come back. 30 minutes after the meeting, you know what we say, right? Oh, no, we ain't got nothing. We ain't going to hear you. We got nothing. Brother, that's against the word. We can't hear you. You didn't have nothing to... They put water in there?
No, water.
I'm in a safe room.
It's a nomination.
Hey, so check out. Hey, you can't be coming to us now when you had an opportunity to speak. Because to us, the case is mute. It's over with. And then Rob, with his Rob Lampkin ass, he thank his damn preacher. He had a bunch of brothers co-signing for, oh, he's anointed, man. Y'all said, brother, you ain't going to determine that. I don't know if he's anointed or not, just because you accept him as a man of y'all. And many of you were deceived and accepted. So now what that tells you about your discernment? Couldn't y'all all see that this man wanted so badly to be in a, what they call a high seat? To be up there amongst the elders. I don't know why people call that a high seat, man. I was down there with Elder Greg Craig, old man, down there in North Carolina. And I looked at him, I said, so, Elder, tell me how things are going. How are you doing with the community and your eldership and all this other stuff? He says, well, I'm a hell of a lot more busy and get a lot less sleep. And I said, yep, that sounds about right. Because somebody got to be accountable for you. Don't the book of Hebrews say that somebody has to be accountable for you?
Yes, sir, an accountant.
I mean, it actually goes and says, obey them that have a rule over you. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, man. I don't know if it's going to do any good to even go there. Verse 17. Y'all come on with me, y'all got it.
Obey them that have the rule over you.
Okay, watch it. And do what?
And submit yourself.
Contend with them.
So admit yourself.
Argue with them.
So admit yourself.
Explain yourself.
So admit yourself.
Now, if you're a husband, you would never have your wife to do either one of those three, but yet you can do it. Come on now. Somebody talk to me.
Come on, Chef. Come on.
I mean, after that, we can leave the ministry and go out there to a job where we have employment and follow this to a T. But then we get over here in the kingdom where you have ordained leaders in front of you, but you can't do that now. More respect for the world than we do of y'all. More respect for the order of the world than we do for the order of y'all. And you don't think that the way that you talk to, lie, cheat, distill, hoodwink, distill, lie, cheat, steal, you don't think that you do that to y'all when you're doing that to his men? And how blind are you? So obey them to have a rule over you and submit yourself. For what do they do?
Watch for your soul.
Because you can't watch for your soul. Nah, yeah, I can't. I'm a grown-ass man. You're a grown-ass man in the world. You ain't in y'all. You're a babe in y'all.
I mean,
that's why it's hard to talk to you, because you try to fuse worldly wisdom with spirituality, and it don't mix.
Yes, sir.
Everything that comes from the world is enmity against y'all.
Yes, sir.
It ain't subject to y'all. That's the reason why you ain't subject. Because you got too much damn worldliness in you.
Preach.
See what I'm talking about? See, now we all of a sudden we ain't so wise now. Obey them that rule over you, submit yourself when they walk for your soul. What do they must do?
As they must give account.
Ain't we our brother's keeper?
Yes, sir.
That's what the book says, right?
Yes, sir.
And when you obey and submit, the onus is on you to make sure that you are serving us as we're serving y'all. That we always maintain a state of joy.
It is. Yeah. I
want to say. I'm telling you, you're a brother, sister in the ministry, and we have an order of that, or the home order, or whatever it is, the structure of leadership. We're supposed to do it with joy. You're not supposed to be grieving us. Just like we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit. And then it says, for that's what?
And they will not grieve.
No,
that
keep going.
They may do it with joy.
Uh-huh, keep going.
And they not with grief.
Uh-huh.
For that is unprofitable.
It's going to be unprofitable to you. Now listen, look at me as a mere man do that. But I promise you one thing, you ain't coming up against the spirit in me, you're going to lose every time. Every single time you're going to lose. Sorry, some of us are just more mature than you are. More seasoned than you are. And because we're here, most of y'all had to put us through the ringer and the runner and stuff to prepare us for this position in order to be able to lead you. Now, for the first time in the history of America, you actually have leaders in front of you that will not fleece you, that will not deceive you, that will not mislead you, that will not take advantage of you, that will not lie to you. You've been looking for that all your life. When you go to these religious houses, you couldn't find peace any damn way. Your feet just could not find rest. And you pray, Father, show me the people out. Now you're here, you're still trying to do the same bullshit you used to do out there. It ain't working. Same chapter up above, it says, remember, verse 7, Hebrews 13 said, read that.
Remember them which have the rule over you.
Uh-huh.
Who have spoken unto you the word of Yah.
Now, that's why I keep saying over and over. How many times have y'all heard me say this? If I'm standing up and you sitting down, who got the rule over you? who's speaking to you the word of Yah. Is that difficult to understand? Read it again. Maybe we missed it.
Okay. Remember them.
That's right. Remember the Sabbath day. Don't forget. Anytime you see the word remember, that means don't forget.
Which have rule over you.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. Who have a rule? What is that rule? Let's see what his rule is in the Greek right here. Because you know, for Strong's man, he's always suspect as hell. The command, to lead the command, the official authority. The governor, the judge, to have rule over, supposed to be. Isn't that amazing? And then you wonder why your wife can't submit to you. She don't see no submission in you. Well, Pastor, you ain't right about everybody. I'm right about you. You can believe that. Who has spoken unto you the word of Yah, and then it says, whose faith follows. See, when I speak to you, I'm not a castaway. True. Y'all can receive the word from me because you know there's no hypocrisy in it. Then it says, consider the internet conversation. What I said, the lifestyle, the mannerisms, all of it, consider it. You're talking about experience here. Yes, talking about wisdom here. But these devils think they can sport themselves in front of us, like the book says, and they do it to their own destruction. And yet, you want to sit up there and, well, I don't think y'all got a fair saying and stuff. Let me see. El Rufus been at that place 2 or 3 times. You've been there several times. Several times. And you get the same testimony out of this lying bastard. Then he wondered why his ass, no, nigga, you ain't never coming back here. You take your cancerous ass, deceitful dog, sorry-ass spirit, take it over at the First Church. They love that. See Rock Smooth and Geno Jennings and them, they all love shit like that. Go over there. I know one thing, you cast out the scorner. See, the strife will cease. Yeah, it is. But see, I thought we read the word. See, I tell you, the word, you can sit there and read it. It has some impact, but not like the preaching. That's why he said he chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. This is the only time you ever get smitten. The only time you ever get conviction is when somebody that is preaching the word.
Yeah.
Yah ordained that because he knew that that dynamic is going to be able to get through your thick, hard head and skull.
Yes, sir.
He also knew for those that are contrary, it's going to piss them off.
Yes,
sir. Did not Jesus preach the word?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes,
call them to be put to death.
Yes, sir.
Tell them that. Simply amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, we are prescribed ways that we do things in this ministry. Just like with him. First thing he did when he came to the ministry, he had $400,000 in his hand. He said, I'm going to give it straight to you. I said, no, you ain't either. Remember that? I know you ain't either. You hold it until Passover. By this time, the devil done set up there and embezzled and thought about a way and all this old other shit and every damn thing else. Next thing you know, he dipping in the kitty and stuff and whack-a-mole. Just pisses me off, man. would say the Father intervened right there. Brother had such a genuine good heart, he was trying to help the man out. Even not only the money he gave, he still had some money. And the devil's even going after that too. See, you're going to be judged righteous for trusting Yah. That other bastard, ooh-wee, I would hate to be in your shoes. Well, I repented, says who? Just because you said words, that means you repented. I can actually accept his repentance before I can rob Lampkin, because that book is like talking to a dead brick wall right here. He told Pastor Rufus, he said, well, that's unacceptable to me. I was like, ooh, we all sit all on the other line. I wish I was on the other line. Man, you ain't got anything to be on the other line, because Pastor Rufus lit his ever-loving ass up. he lit him up. Now, mind you, now I think, okay, now all you think you out there got a voice and you got all this ambition, now who want to be the pastor? Now who want to be the elder? Who want to be the teacher? Now who wants to be? See, it ain't so glorious after all, is it? If Yah put stuff on you, that means he's putting burdens on you and expect a yield from what he put up on you. He put it up on you because he said that he knows that you, hey, I'm not going to put more on you than you're able to bear. I gave you 5 talents because I know you can handle it. But I gave your ass 1 talent because I knew you were going to call me with you. I knew you were going to say I'm an austere man. I like reaping where I don't sow. Now, wait a minute. How the hell could you even begin to sow if I didn't even give you the talent? You had nothing. See, the reason she lied of thinking, shh, man. Whoo-wee. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Israel will be saved. They sure will be delivered and set free. Ain't we all excited about the Most High Yah? It's going to have a woman. They got a place for the woman preparing the wilderness.
Yeah. Got that right.
Y'all excited, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember what happened in the wilderness? Remember the thing that was and shall be against you. You remember what happened in the wilderness? I hope that you have in eyes, I hope you've learned by all this history in front of us so that you don't have to kill everybody and only have 2 people to go into the kingdom, the promised land. Because remember, when we left Mizraim, we were we fuck dancing. Boy, we were having a good old time, wasn't we? Woo, we getting ready to get away from Pharaoh, and then we weren't even 10 paces in the damn wilderness and stuff. We were, the meats and the onions and the garlic. And let me say this. You women out there that's supposed to be part of the ministry, I'm going to do some due diligence investigation. And I know you got to think about this. You've been a part of this ministry 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years and nobody ain't covering you by now. There's something wrong with you. And then you realize, well, ain't nobody doing this. And then you end up in an area and you hook up with your old boyfriend and you go out there and commit whoredoms. Let me find out that you ain't coming back to this ministry either, because we got a bunch of young sisters I don't want you talking to. I don't want you influence. I don't want that damn spirit influencing our sisters. Damn whores. You wicked-ass whores. Then you want to come around and smile and hug and transfer spirit and shit. Don't tell them what the hell you telling them.
Yes, very true.
You take your sorry ass and you snatch get your ass back out there in that damn world. You ain't take not, daughters. I say again, now who wanna be a pastor? Y'all see what I'm saying? You ain't gonna correct your spirit. humble yourself. You're not going to get right and submit yourself. But you want to remain the same and expect for a righteous man to put up with your bullshit. In case you haven't noticed, this ministry is 70% men. That means if they come here as little boys, they're going to learn how to be men real quick. And they'll continue to keep learning, and they ain't going to be putting up the same shit that Christians be putting up with. You know, I was looking at this, I had this thing in here. Where is this thing at? Let me find this thing real quick. That ain't it. All right. Shante. Is that her name, Shante?
Shante.
Didn't hold back. This is what she didn't hold back. Look. She says, look at Shante, y'all. Look at Shante. She said there ain't no good men out there. And you look at her, and the first thing you do, boy, the arrogance and the audacity, huh? The unmitigated gall. Let's Shante. She thinks she's fine. She should call her shit tape. What she should call that. And look, she said there's no good men, but watch this. Let her lay it down. The man response is, actually, sis, they are out there, but they avoid you because, I want all y'all sisters to listen, you're disrespectful. You're unappreciative. Ain't there some of you women, let's just check this out. You complain all the time about everything. You're materialistic. You're the opposite of a wealth builder. You see, when a woman comes into a man's house, she is there to build his house. See? When a woman comes into a man's house, the only peace you're ever going to have in this universe, in this world, is when you get in your role and submit. All your struggles, all your fights, all that went in when you realize you ain't the head.
Man, come on.
You ain't going to get no peace. There's no peace to the wicked. You ain't going to get no peace until you get in your role and submit, like the word says. Then you'll be at peace.
Hallelujah.
No, they want to lead. They do. Like I said down in the meeting, God, y'all my co-pilot. You remember how I broke that down, huh? Jeez, put your ass in the damn trunk. Put your ass in the trailer. Get your ass out of here. Anyway, y'all get to hear. Look what else it says. You're loud and unpleasant. You're a slay queen. I don't know what that is, but anyway. You think your career is more important than family. You don't even like children. You're negative. You're a user. And you think sex is for fun. The way you dress is embarrassing. Look at this shit. Being with you would be like being with another man.
Oh, okay.
A lot of men, a lot of women are masculine today.
Yeah.
I said, why the hell a man got to go out here to fight to call about living, then get home where he's supposed to have peace and the castle ain't got to fight again? You out here fighting Mike Tyson all damn day long to get home. You got to fight Evander Holyfield and Muhammad Ali at the same damn time.
That's true.
All you do is talk about yourself and what you want. Boy, that's an epidemic today in the women today. Women, you ain't supposed to listen. You are a help meet. You need to learn how to do that role. You ain't got to tell a good man how to treat you. He already knows how to do that. But don't you sit up there and act like that you are a damn Esther when your ass is a damn, what's that one that Jose had? Gomer. You have standards, but are actually below standards as wife material. You don't even know what a role of a wife is, but you know how to be a damn trap in a street hole. And you expect, that's all they. And you expect the damn best.
Caramel color shit sandwich.
Y'all hear this, right? Al Pacino, right? Remember, I'm talking about that 29-year-old woman. Woo, boy, as soon as she had that baby, she went straight to court. She got to pay $30,000 a month child support. Yeah, man. I told her, I said, well, yeah, I had my East Sydney to me, man. I was like, damn, I almost said, well, shit, I'm at the end of my days. I don't give a shit. I got me some young boot thing.
They take all that money to the grave.
They take it to the grave, man. Might as well spend it on my own. Damn. And then they wonder why. I'm going to tell y'all what. I'm going to give y'all a new revelation. Y'all want to hear?
Yeah, let's go.
Here within the next year or two, not 5 years, not 10 years, here in the next year or two, the divorce rate in America is going to plummet to all-time lows. It's going to go below 40%. Right now, the divorce rate in America is 70 to 80%. It's going to plummet to all-time lows. Do y'all know why? Because ain't nobody going to get married no more. And no man going to marry these women no more. Shit. Yeah. You ain't got to worry about it. They are not going to marry these women no more. You got the family court. Who in the hell is in charge of that damn court? They're a make-believe court, man. These kangaroo court citizens. You got the family court, and then they, all the only thing they're trying to do is trying to put forth their Aphrodite matriarchal system. Mm-hmm. And you do that by cutting the nuts off of a man.
Yes, sir.
Like you women do, you can't be happy unless the man is doing things your way. That's why we're in sin right now, because Adam didn't stand up to Eve as when she was over there talking with the devil.
Come on, sir.
Are we doing all right in here?
All right, sir. All right, sir.
Now, if this kind of talk scares y'all, man, just go out there.
No, sir.
Just sit down in the creek for a while and then jump over in that dirt, and maybe your hair will start growing on your damn nuts or something like that then. Y'all never created a man, a woman to be the head.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Ah.
Come on.
That's Shante.
Shante. She is.
Whatever happened to the woman that they cared about? Whatever happened to the woman that cared about that she, first of all, she'll put y'all first, her husband, then the children. Mm-hmm. And she was last.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sorry, when I look at the design of a woman, I see everything. I know what Proverbs 31 says. I know what it says in Ephesians 5. I know what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I know what it says in Ecclesiastes 26. Man, I know what the word says, y'all. I know what the word says. I know how beautiful it can be. Go to Isaiah 4:1 real quick. Let's just hit this for a second. Everybody get all excited about the seven women will take on the one. Man, let me show you what kind of damn women these are. See, this damn spirit is going to even try to go into the kingdom.
Wow. Jesus.
I'm telling y'all, you better get your head out your ass. We got to get some surgery done on our minds, man.
You know what I mean?
We need some surgery done on our minds.
Yes, sir.
I guess we'll start broadcast sooner or later, huh? Read, teach, watch this. Isaiah 4:1, listen to this.
And in that day.
In that day. There's a particular day. There's a certain day. Come on.
Seven women.
Seven what?
Seven women.
Going to do what?
Shall take hold of one man.
And that's the word put, that's the emphasis is put on it right there. Oh, seven women are going to take hold of one man. Seven men and men. I would say define them women. Well, it does define it, though. Read it.
Say
what are they going to, what, let me go over here real quick. Because they got something to say. That's the problem. What are they going to do?
We need the old grass.
That's a little grass.
Run! And that woman said, we will eat our own bread.
Saute.
Let's saute and Micosella. Micosella Fandela. Why she be showing up, though? I tell you what, boy, if I get wind that one of y'all name y'all dollar Micosella Fandela,
you hear that, Talia? Y'all put a yard in here.
Y'all hear this though, right?
Oh, okay.
act like you're from New York.
Shoddy.
Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Rufus, man. Bless his heart. He says, yeah, I we say it's shouty.
It's shouty.
It's shouty. Which is slang for shorty. Boy, I'm glad I'm out of time.
Woo, that one went over my head.
What are we up to, 15 deer this year? 15?
14,
15. Yeah, straightway, we up to 15 deer.
Yeah.
Bowl season. Rifle ain't even opened up yet. Man, our brother's banging it, man. 15! Somebody say 15.
15.
15? You just gonna be rebellious, man.
I'm mad. Only got one.
Hey, but we got like four brothers up here doing this, though. You can't be the only one. That's the issue. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, bowl season. Our brothers are locking it up, man.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to nurse this thing. Whew! Anyway, we're in Isaiah 4:1, right? So let's start back in the beginning so we get the context of this, all right? Come on with it, teach.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man.
No, it's in that day. Watch this. Come on.
Saying, wee-wee, hombre.
Don't that sound like this same damn masculine, independent woman? I don't need no man, but I need a man.
Yeah.
I need a man. What's taking away our reproach? You need some form of what you call covering headship, but you need a man to be able to give you seed.
Woo! Come on,
Jeff. That's the reason why it ain't a bridge too damn far. Women ain't supposed to be sitting there in a polygynous relationship under a headship of a man licking on each other.
Hell.
Sorry, I'm sending shots, man.
Yeah,
hell no. If y'all intended for Eve and Eva to be together, damn it, he would have put that the way from the beginning. But the problem is there's no procreation there. You cannot bring forth seed. That's contrary to nature. That's against nature.
That's pretty disgusting.
It is disgusting. There's a lot of these wicked-ass people think out here in the world. They think that because you're in pollution and stuff, what, was you that way in the world when you had Tom's, Dick, Harry, Steve, Mutt, Jeff, and every damn body else up in your ass?
College experiment.
In college, man, there's like an hour on off of them. They be swinging from chandeliers. Don't care about shit, man, up there. But you see what I'm saying? It's not lawful for a woman to lay with a woman. I don't give a damn how many perspectives these people come up with. The sole purpose of him making Adam and Eve and then going forward, the reason why he got male and female, and then going forward, the reason why a man has, like, matter of fact, we figured it out according to Numbers chapter 3, that an average Israelite had 28 wives. That's why the Egyptians was mad as hell, because we were multiplying like flies, becoming a damn army.
Yes, sir.
Firstborn sons.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing in there written about, well, Ruth just got out of the tent and then Sarah, and Ruth and Sarah came out of the tent at the same time with, y'all some sick people. There's something wrong up here. I think the problem is your people ain't got the Holy Spirit. That's the serious problem.
That's
the problem. There's no Holy Spirit.
None.
The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's what it's called. It's called the Spirit of Truth.
Yes, sir.
I got to say this straight, man, because I had a Pastor Muir send me a text and showed me some stuff that somebody said maybe this is a bridge too far. There ain't no damn bridge too far. That's a lot from the pit of hell, what that is. Listen. Anyway, let's go on. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man and say, we eat our own bread and wear our own what?
Apparel.
Well, what do you want?
Well, don't let us be called by your name. to take away our focus.
This is a rebellious woman. All these women are. They still want to go do their own thing, but they want a man to be able to have a child by. Because they can't do it themselves. I told you, I believe in the LGBT, EFG community. I believe it. I believe in the lesbians and the homosexuals. So much so that if I was president, I would grant them all a big-ass landmass. I put all the women on that, the lesbians on this one, and about 2,000 miles this way, I put all the men this way. And I'll say, y'all have at it. I'll be dead and gone, hoping the next order will keep on perpetuating, you know, the truth of the treaties that we made. All you got to do is give them 50, 60 years, they'll be extinct. Goodbye.
Yeah,
good riddance and so the hell off.
Yeah.
We've remedied it right there.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
In less than one generation, almost just a little over one generation, it's all done. The perversion is gone, and everything is gone. Hey, now the spirits be wandering. Oh, I get you. I mean, I would rather just mow them down, tell you the truth. Hey, Duterte did that, man. The president, or prime minister of the Philippines, he actually took them up in the helicopter and threw their ass out. I like that. What happened to Duterte, man? I gotta do some.
Well, another one did that in South America. He put them all to sleep, put them on a C-130, and kicked them out over the ocean.
Ooh.
Pushed them all out. They all died.
Oh, I'm sure of that. He said they all died. Hey, we serious about what we're saying, though.
Yes.
But this is the type of spirit that we up against, though.
Yes.
In this daytime and all, we living in. This is wicked. That's why. When you get a woman that can be transformed in her mind, you get a man that can be transformed.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you, in my years, I've seen more men transformed than women by a ratio of 10 to 1.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. That's my personal opinion, though. My opinion, that's just my opinion. I'm entitled to it.
Yes, sir.
For every 10 men, his rights have been transformed. Out of all the women, I've seen one. I said transformed. I mean, really, truly have gotten transformed, renewed mind. They threw away the old mind, the old way. They accepted Yah's way. You remember what I said in the meeting down in North Carolina? I said, hey, it ain't hard to change your mind.
No.
Change your mind is just like changing the direction you walk.
Yep. Yep.
You're walking this way, go that way now.
Yep.
It's just that simple. As soon as you start walking this way, you find out the devil voice becomes fainter.
Oh!
And fainter.
Praise God. Yeah.
And fainter, of course, the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, he's like, hey, he's like, guard him. Ooh, I can hear him. Do you know what it's like? I can hear him? Because now you're at peace.
Yeah.
See, you can't be ministered to when you got all this communication going on and the so-called information highway is all broken and distorted and garbled and confused and everything else. But when you start walking in this way over here, it's the way of peace. All of a sudden, hear that still saw
wrong
voice. Ooh, it's not too hard to hear. Oh, glory.
Glory.
See, who want to receive that, though? Well, nah, I just rather ask. You think everybody's going to be waiting on your rather ass? It ain't happening.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. He's talking about a foolish preacher. Same doesn't believe, man. Anyway, moving on to the next thing. So we got, remember the brother gave the testimony for coming out of First Church?
Yeah.
These bookers, they got no discipline up there. All right, first of all, let's say this. So I hear that apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher Geno Jennings is sick again. Now, y'all seen I made a video, right? I made a video. I was at a gas station, and I said, Israel, pray for him. And I did. And I'm sure that all Israel straightway joined in. Because I was serious. Then you got this witch-ass woman. She goes on, well, do we know if he's sincere? That's why you don't get to discern what the heart is, do you? True.
Wow.
First of all, I'm not beefing. Everybody thinks that we're beefing. I'm just showing you that your pastor, prophet, evangelist, teacher, everybody, he ain't the man y'all think he is. Let him challenge me on something, and let's see if I show up. I'm not going to sit up there and just be blowing hot air behind this mic and stuff, and you ain't going to see my face.
Come on, Pastor.
Call me out.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor. Right.
And I ain't talking about you little pipsqueeze that's got 2 subscribers.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Ain't nothing personal. I was hoping we'd have a good civil dialogue. Then they come up with all the excuses and stuff. But you know, one thing about these, I told y'all I've done dealt with black folks in the Holiness Church. If y'all just listen to them real close, they're very low-based. They're extremely low-based. They're extremely simple people. How long will you love simplicity?
Wow.
I'll leave it at that and we'll move on. Right? But they're extremely simple people. But they get all stirred up over the doctors of baptisms and laying on of hands. Man, we should have been done moved all of us up.
Come on, sir.
And just because I accepted your pastor's challenge, all of a sudden, you got all these little witches and these warlocks. They come out with all, that's who controls the narrative of First Church. He sits back, acting like he got clean hands. Why they do all the dirty work? Mm-hmm. See shit smooth. Tone fag Harvin. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
And it's sad, man. And y'all heard me keep Geno Jennings out of my mouth for almost a whole month now, right? They can't do it. The brother gives his own personal testimony, his own experience, and the first thing he will do is try to come and disparage his testimony. That homosexual C-Rock smooth. And C-Rock, I would love to see you, man.
Come on.
Face to face. And I'll still call you a homosexual.
Yes.
Stuff ain't going to change because I'm behind this camera. Brother, this is another whole different show and story.
Yes,
it is. And he's sitting up there disparaging the brother's testimony. Listen. By character assassinating him with his own words, but never dealing with the issues. That's why I keep trying to tell y'all, listen to these people out here. They sidetrack, you know, how the book said, this is how I said, by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the heart of the simple. Simple. That ain't too good on your part. The brother gives a testimony of his experience at First Church, which is ironclad. And he goes out there and starts making all these disparaging comments, talking about the brother, but he never, ever answers. He never, ever answers anything to dispute what the brother said. See, that's how you know these are warlocks and witches and stuff. They're trying to sway the minds of the people. And then you got these low-based people up there on food stamps and every damn thing. I wish I was on food stamps. But anyway, because I believe in taking everything you can from the government. I mean, you paid so much in, I wish I could have some food stamps. They wouldn't give me none. Why don't y'all, let's start a petition. Free Pastor Dow. For real! I need some food stamps, damn it. Everybody else getting them. If y'all ever went online and checked out what is the worth, net worth of Pastor Dow? I ain't either. I just thought about it, but go do that with Geno Jennings and then do that with me. Y'all gonna be pleasantly surprised. Because, I mean, the whole world think they know every damn thing they used to know about us, right? Put down, it was a network for Geno Chen. Somebody get that. Let's see what they say, though. This ought to be interesting, huh? But anyway, now listen, I'm not calling this man wicked. I'm going to let the word talk about who's wicked. How about that? Well, y'all don't rejoice in the death of the wicked. Are you following me? Hold on, time out. What you got? What's time out? What you got?
Oh.
Come on, man, let us in on it. Don't be sitting up there basking in the glory for yourself.
All right, well. Okay.
Watch this.
You're worth $32,000.
See, I was getting ready to say I ain't worth no more than $35,000. I'm worth $32,000. Somebody give y'all the glory.
Yeah. Today you made $40. Yesterday you made
$48.
Check it out. I dare you to check it out.
Y'all know y'all look. Y'all know the reason why y'all looking at a $32,000 a year pastor, right? It's because of you.
Worth every penny.
Now, anybody did Geno Chen?
Yes, sir.
What is the net worth?
$1 million to $1.5 million.
$1 million to $1.5 million.
There
you go. Now wait a minute. I'm on $32,000. He's a. That means 369. Three times. That means he's 30 times more wealthy than I am. 30 times.
I would like to see the spiritual coin. He's like 10 cents.
I get
no
10 cents. But don't get this, right? Yeah. Go look it up for yourself. Go look it up. See shit smooth. Go look it up.
Like
go look it up. Die real. Now imagine this is what the world says. You hear that? Most people, you know, women like going to check, what is his net worth? I'm sorry. Look at me. I'm a broke nigga. I'm sorry. I'm like, shit. I mean, look at my, I laid this home 20-something years ago. I'm still living in the same old block home. Look at this block home.
You can't afford shoddy.
There you go. Not shoddy. I can't get shoddy.
Oh, that nigga broke. Can't pay for my nails.
Shoddy, why not? Well, how'd the song go, man? Short story. I heard that before. Oh, Shawty wanna boo. Shawty wanna boo. But see, this is how bad the generation is. I ain't even trying to figure out what the hell is that.
I mean, bad.
The thugs make more money than I do.
They do.
In one day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. No wonder Shopee don't want me.
Yeah. You do pretty good on the corner.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what it's like now, but back in the day, you did pretty good. You did pretty good on the corner.
I ain't on money.
$32,000.
That's a year. $40 a day. Man, the best I got to do is go to Crystal. It's 25 cents of Crystal here. All right, let's move on. Woo! All right. Hey, we just real, man. We're trying to make it light up as we go. We're trying to show y'all something, though, right?
Yes, sir.
So let the proof speak for itself.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, y'all got to do something about that, because that's what the world says. I'm serious. That's what the world says. I make $32,000 a year. Geno Chen makes $1 million. And I'm going to tell you the reason why he makes $1 million. Because he don't keep the commandments. He keeps Sunday as as a day of rest over the Sabbath. They eat unclean foods contrary to the commandments and the law. Are you following? I wonder how many other things we can continue to keep going on and on and on with. Yeah, he's definitely a charlatan. But you'll see what I'm saying. But anyway, so I started off by saying, so Geno Jennings is sick again. Now listen, I'm going to say this again. Pray for the man. Y'all hear me, Israel? Just pray for the man. I want to pray for him. Pray for the man. I don't give a damn what they say. Because he even said the same, well, who knows? It's genuine or not. Y'all know to be genuine or not. Tell you what, when everything keeps going on, y'all could be talking to y'all to come and talk to me to go and lay hands. Which they would rather see somebody 6 feet under than to do something like that.
Right.
Especially the seat die real smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we real. All right, so let's move on right here. All right. So, I did call Pete Rambo like I said I would.
Yeah.
I did.
Petey.
And Pete Rambo said he doesn't want to be adversarial. Why do people always approach me like that? I ain't being adversarial. I'm just being real. I'm just being a man. Being a man. You know, man. I agree with that. Tom, you said it's six stanzas to the Ranger Creek. He said, I told him, check this out. This is what he said. Don't want to be adversarial. But this is what's amazing to me. Nobody ever wants to have the conversation over ethnic Israel. They don't want to talk about that.
True.
But I'm going to tell you what. About any subject we talk about, I don't know how you're going to avoid it because it's always going to end up back there.
Because
you have to identify who people are.
Yes.
And mind you, you're talking to a man that doesn't believe that Israel is all melanated. Y'all hear me? You're still going to have to deal with the fact of that. So he don't want to have that discussion, but he does want to have that discussion. Everybody listening? If y'all listen, type in 7. I got some for y'all, man. I'm going to knock a home run on the first pitch. As soon as he, man, get up there, before he pitch, I tell you what, I'm going to do like I used to do when I used to play baseball, man. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start off right-handed, and I'm going to put my hand up just like this. Hey, 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 hey. And then I'm going to cross the plate, and I'm going to bat left-handed. And the first pitch, I'm going to knock it out of the park. Y'all ready? Y'all know if I'm talking like that, I got something.
Hell yeah. Batter up.
Everybody, yeah. Listen now. You better believe it, Israel. I got something. Now, first of all, so what he wants to have a discussion on is should we go up to Jerusalem? Now, we're not going to hit all that. We'll get a few things is up. Pastor, you don't give out all the ammo. Hey, bro, let me tell you something, man. Wherever that was, the scripture's too vast, there's more. Now, Jerusalem is the place that the Most High Yah has put his name. I agree with that. Why? Go to 2 Chronicles 6:6. It clearly tells you that. Many times it tells you that in the place which Yahweh Elohim shall choose to put his name. You get Deuteronomy 16 verse 2. You get 2 Chronicles 16 verse 6. And you get 2 Chronicles 7 verse 16. We'll run that down real quick, all right? Show y'all real quick, all right? So let's go with, first of all, before we read 2 Chronicles 6 verse 6, let's go to Deuteronomy 16 verse 2, and remember, Israel, you always remember to read a little bit before and a little bit after to get it in what? Context. You don't want to just start taking one verse, which there was never verses, but anyway, one verse, and then start piecing together your own doctrine. You want to stay right, right? Read.
You shall therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh, your Elohim.
Come on.
Of the flock and the herd.
Read on.
In the place.
In the what?
In the place.
In the what?
In the place.
In the what?
In the place.
Which what?
Which Yahweh shall choose to place his name there.
So, he didn't tell us what that place was, but you got to do it in the place. Is that right? You got to do it in the place. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 16, read. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. There's a house. Forever.
Yep.
Y'all get that? We got a place, we have a house. Is that right? We do have a place and we have a house. All right, let me get one more up here before we get to one. They ain't not got a park. We warming up right now, okay? We warming up right now. Let me get over here. As a matter of fact, let's go this route right here now. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 31. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 31. 32 and 33. And then we need Leviticus chapter 20, verse 22. And we need Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. Come on, let's go. We got some work to do.
But as for thee, stand thou here by me.
Read on.
And I speak unto thee all the commandments.
How many commandments?
All the commandments.
Come on.
And the statutes.
And the what?
And the judgment.
And what else?
Which thou shalt teach them.
Oh, come on.
That they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it.
Stop! So it ain't just the feast days. See, most people like just putting emphasis on the reason why we need to go up. They only talk about the feast days. But he's talking about, I'm giving you all these commandments, statutes, and judgments that you may do them in the land which I give them to possess. Keep reading.
Ye shall observe to do all, therefore, as the Lord Yahweh hath command you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand, to the left.
Y'all get that right?
Yes, sir. Read. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord Yahweh has commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be with well with you, and that ye may prolong your days
in what?
The land which ye shall possess.
In the land which you shall possess. Y'all get that right?
Yes, sir.
In the land which you shall possess.
Right.
All right. I may cut this off and save it till tomorrow morning, man.
Okay.
I may cut. Next.
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 22.
Read on.
You shall therefore keep all my statutes.
No, whoa. All my what?
Statutes.
And what?
And all my judgments.
Now, wait a minute. So we just read earlier, commandments, statutes, and judgments. Is that right? Read.
And do them.
And do what?
And do them.
Just hear them.
Do them.
Acknowledge them.
Do them.
And do them. Read on.
That the land.
That the what?
The land.
That the land do what?
Whether I bring you to dwell therein, spew you not out.
Y'all hear that? You got to be obedient to all this so that the land don't spew you out. Next, what's the next one?
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
Nobody got that? Verses 5 and 6. I'll get it.
But,
go ahead.
But into the place which Yahweh, your Elohim, shall choose.
Wait. Who chooses?
Yahweh.
Your Elohim shall.
Shall choose.
Read.
Out of all your tribes to put his name there.
So he does have a place that he has chosen to put his name there. Is that right? Read.
Even unto his habitation shall you seek. And there you shall come.
Verse 6.
And there you shall bring your burnt offering.
In the place that Yahweh shall choose to put his name there, you shall bring your what?
Burnt offering.
Your burnt offerings.
And your sacrifices.
Your sacrifices.
And your tithes.
And your tithes. Come on.
And heave offerings.
Keep reading.
Of your hand. And your vow. And your free will offering. And the firstling of
of your herd.
Woo, that's a lot, isn't it?
And of your flock.
Come on, read.
And there you shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand unto.
Read on.
You and your household, wherein Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you.
Verse 8.
You shall not do after all the things that we do here this day. Every man whosoever is right in his own eyes.
And that's all. Keep reading.
For you are not as yet come to the rest. And to the inheritance.
Y'all hear that? You have not yet come to the rest or the inheritance. Read on.
Which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you. But when you go over Jordan.
When you go over Jordan. Read on.
And dwell in the land which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you.
Watch what happens.
To inherit.
To what?
Inherit.
To inherit. Get Jeremiah 30, verse 10 and 11. Read on.
When he gives you rest. Yes.
Emphasis added. I'm saying something.
Yes, sir.
When he gives you rest from what?
All your enemies.
Some of your enemies.
All.
Few of your enemies.
All.
One of your enemies.
All.
All of your enemies. Read on.
Round about. So that you dwell. And say,
stop, Jeremiah 30, verse 10, 11, read.
Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I have saved thee from afar, and thou seed from the land of their captivity.
Mm.
And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest.
Jacob was going to return and be what?
Shall be in rest.
Jacob was going to return and be in rest?
In rest.
Where did he get that prophecy from? Same thing was written over in the law.
Yeah.
Jeremiah got the same thing was written in the law. One voice.
Yeah.
One sound.
Hallelujah.
One voice.
Yeah.
One sound.
Come on. Yeah.
And be quiet.
Come on.
And none shall make him afraid.
None.
Wow. Oh.
And I'm going to ask you a question. Everybody ask him a question. Is that land over there called Israel? Or is it at peace?
Nah,
has it been at rest?
Wow.
Did God put you there? Did God put you there? So, we cannot ignore, I'm getting ready to say something profound. We cannot ignore that this is the place that God has chosen. Jerusalem. Read this, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 6.
That's third verse 5.
No, do 6.
But I have chosen Jerusalem.
Stop. Who chose Jerusalem?
Yeah.
Now go to verse 5.
This is the day that I brought forth my people.
There we go. See where Jesus, you'll get it, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Out of the land of Egypt.
Stop. There we go again. Go back to verse 6.
But I have chosen Jerusalem.
Stop. Go back to verse 5.
Today.
Come on.
That I brought forth my people.
Go back to verse 6.
But I have chosen Jerusalem.
3.
That my name, God's name, might be there. And I have chosen David to be over my people.
Who?
Israel.
Who?
Israel.
I'm not Israel scattering the story right now. Now read verse 5 and 6 together.
Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city.
No what?
No city.
No what?
No city.
No what?
No city.
No what?
No city.
Come on.
Among all the tribes of Israel to build a house here.
So, we all know from the law and the prophets, He's already chosen Jerusalem. We can read over and over again. When they came out of captivity, they didn't keep. When it was in captivity, they didn't keep the feast. When they came out of captivity, they started keeping the feast again. Matter of fact, and they were so defiled that even in the days of Hezekiah, they had to keep it in the second month. In case y'all didn't remember, I'll clap myself, all right?
Yeah.
So, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Then the Messiah comes. Y'all hear me? Then the Messiah comes up on the scene.
Yes.
Go to John chapter 4, verse 20. And read verse 24. Somebody come on, hurry up with me, man. Because I'm hot right now, man.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going off no notes. I went off the notes for the other, but I'm on the hip right now. I love the hip. Read.
Our fathers worship in this mountain.
Whoa.
This
mountain
Gershom.
That's a problem.
That's what it's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, we're advancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we're advancing. And then you get Luke 21, 24. Well, we're advancing. Y'all get it right?
Yes,
we're advancing. Everybody listen?
Yes, sir.
All this is significant to all of us. Because see, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, it ain't got nothing to do with the basis of where you got melanation or not, because your melanation ain't going to save a shit about your ass. You better have his ruach.
Yes, sir.
Because when you have his ruach, Yah's the one who's answering.
Yes,
Yah's the one who's choosing. Yah's the one who's saying, now you all prove.
Now you
that's why these deep people, hold on. Who does that? Somebody does that in WWE right there. What does that mean? Who does that?
John Cena.
Who's that? Oh, I still don't know.
It's still
wrestling. All right. So anyway, can't see. All right, guys. But y'all get it, right? But y'all see what's going on, right?
Yes, sir.
It gets better. Watch this, Israel.
And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Messiah's challenging something.
Yes,
because, the woman is the one that's doing this, right? The woman is challenging because she's based on, because remember, this is a Samaritan, man.
Yes,
this is a Samaritan, all right?
Yes,
he's a Yehudi.
Yes,
all right? Mm. And then you look at the law, Moses, the prophet, it's clear. Everybody always returned and went back up to Jerusalem. And I'm going to say it again, emphasis added. They never, ever kept the feast when they were in captivity. I'm not saying you don't have to keep the feast in captivity, because I got some more. I'm going to knock this out of the park, man. How long does it take to play a game, man? I ain't going to be that long. We're going to get there, though.
Go ahead. I'm
warm up. Yeah, man. We got to bring everybody online.
Yeah, that's right.
Read.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour coming.
Oh, whoa. The one comes,
the hour comes.
Come on.
When you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
So, Yahshua, the Messiah, said, the hour is coming. You're not going to worship the Father in Mount Gershom or the mountain or at Jerusalem. This is prophecy.
Yes.
Read.
Damn,
you shall worship. You know not what.
Yeah.
We know what we worship.
Because what?
For salvation is of the Yahudim.
Salvation is of the what?
The Yahudim.
Ho. I got somebody holding something.
Luke 21.
Who's got Luke 21:24? Read.
And they shall fall by the edge of the sword.
You get Zechariah 8:23. Read.
And shall be led away captive.
Somebody's got to fall by the edge of the sword, and somebody got to be led away captive into what?
Into all nations.
Has this not been Israel's history? Right? This is the Messiah talking now, right?
That's it.
Read.
And Jerusalem.
Whoa. See, this is the stuff I keep trying to bring us up to. You can't be sitting over here stuck over here and then ignore Messiah. And then you can't ignore what all happened after Messiah when you have the actions of the apostles that clearly tell you what they did.
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes, sir.
This is Messiah doing the talking right here. He's telling you that Israel is going to be led captive into what?
All nations.
And then, not only that, but Jerusalem, because what I keep telling you, you can't have this discussion without getting back to this. Because this is going to define. And Jerusalem going to be what?
Trodden down.
Over what?
Of the Gentile.
Until what?
Until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Boy, this is good.
Yeah.
This line upon line, precept on precept. Here a little, there a little. Is that right? That's exactly what this is. It's straight up Isaiah 11 right here. Huh? Who got Zechariah 8:23?
Thus said Yahweh,
come on.
In those days, it shall come to pass that 10 men...
In those days... Didn't define what days it was. It's those days.
Yep.
Meaning, it's those plural things.
Plural.
Thank you very much. Come on.
Certain.
That 10 men shall take hold out of all languages.
You don't hear that?
All.
In other words, people are going to be speaking all these different languages. But you know what, man? The hell with this shit, brother.
Yeah.
Read on.
Even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Yahoo Dean.
Y'all hear that? They're going to grab the hold of the skirt or the teat seats, the garment, the tassels of the one that is a Yehudim, and what are they going to say?
Saying,
what are we going to do?
We will go with you.
Why? Because salvation is of a Yehudim.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go? Hell, you want to be saved? Why wouldn't you want to go?
Yeah.
Come, let us go up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on. Yes.
Up. Read on.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we have heard.
Yeah, what?
We have heard.
Why? Because we doing stuff you ain't doing. The Almighty is with us.
Oh.
Yeah. Team with y'all. I guarantee you, because it was these signs.
Yeah. Come on.
Shall follow them. Let's get to the city. Credit down.
Come on, man. Come on.
Come on. Let's make our faults in him.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo. And if I couldn't make my boast, then I'd be just like some of you. But I can make this boast and make it righteously because of him.
Yes.
Because, man, your eyes have seen. You have heard and seen. You watched this.
Wow.
With your own eyes you have. Y'all confirmed his words.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I bet they ain't his shit. So get on the internet, click some study notes, and Wikipedia and some shit like that. They ain't done shit in the name of Yahweh. The way you can answer. Uh-oh. That's why you need to grab hold of the skirt over your hoodie. For we have heard what?
That Yah is with you.
Yah who?
With you.
All right, so now we getting ready to knock it out of the park. Everybody ready for knock it out of the park?
Yes.
Y'all ready to knock it out of the park?
Come on.
Type in number three.
Three.
Yahshua had already prophesied that Jerusalem was going to be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Is that right?
That's what he said.
He did do that, right? Yeah. They're telling us you cannot keep the feast outside of Jerusalem. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Even though the first feast was kept in Egypt.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But watch this, man. I believe it. Let's go to Acts chapter 20. Somebody get it. Acts chapter 20. Let me see if I got it up here. Acts chapter 20. And let's start at verse 1.
Uh-huh.
You ready to reteach? Y'all better get ready for this.
Yes.
This is it. This is the punchline y'all looking for. I'm not going to leave it to no imagination, but this is it. This is after the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah.
Come on.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
This is the one now that's been chosen out of due season, the Apostle Paul.
Yes, actually.
who had a direct revelation on the road to Damascus.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all understand? Y'all read?
Read.
And after the uproar was ceased,
all right,
Paul called unto him the disciples.
He embraced them, come on.
And departed forth to go into Macedonia.
Read.
And when he had gone over those spots and had given them much exhortation.
What was he at?
He came into Greece.
He came into Greece. So he left Macedonia. He's into Greece. Is that right? Come on.
And there abode 3 months.
How many months?
Three.
How many months?
Three.
Uno, dos, tres. Ein, zwei, drei. One, two, three. Come on.
And when the Eunuchs laid wait for him, and he was about to sail into Syria.
He was about to sail where?
Into Syria.
Let me see, we're in Macedonia, Greece, you're sailing into Syria. Come on.
He purposed to return to Macedonia.
So he got to go back to Macedonia. Stop!
Wow.
Before we go further,
wow. Oh my God.
I'm going to give y'all something.
Oh, my God.
So, Yahshua had already prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem. There's going to be one stone left upon another. So in 70 A.D.,
yeah,
when the Romans came in and sacked the temple, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
No temple?
No temple.
No Levite?
No Levite.
Won't y'all come on and go with me?
Oh,
I tell you, no temple and no Levite.
Come on. I saw it.
Y'all get this right? Let's read.
Read.
Come on. Wow. And there accompanied him into Asia, Sopater of Berea.
Come on.
And of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus.
Come on.
Of Secundus.
Yeah.
And Gaius.
Yes.
Of Derbe.
Uh-huh.
And Timotheus of Asia.
Come on.
Tychicus of Trophimus.
Come on.
These going before tarried for us into Troas.
Come on.
And we sailed away from Philippi.
They sailed away, well, they sailed away from what?
Philippi.
They sailed away from Philippi. Not how long they was doing all this boat? 3 months?
3 months.
3 months, 3 months. They sailed away from Philippi. Come on.
After the days of unleavened bread.
After the days of unleavened bread. I thought it was supposed to be in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Come on,
Chef.
That's
it.
Come on, Chef. I thought it was supposed to be in Jerusalem.
That boy good.
I thought, wow. You spoke in. He said this was after the days of unleavened bread. That means for 7 days.
Yep.
That means they kept Passover. They kept unleavened bread after the days of unleavened bread. And they came into what?
Came unto them to Troas.
Come on.
In 5 days.
Y'all burning up yet?
I'm
y'all ain't burning up yet?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You ain't burning up yet?
I'm about to shake your hand.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's written.
It's right there.
It's written.
I wouldn't have heard it unless you said it.
There's the record.
So are they not outside of Jerusalem keeping the peace?
That's the report.
That's it. And we got the prophecy saying, in the place, no matter where Yahweh is, he may lead you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Out of
this mountain.
Woo!
Oh, come on.
I'm telling y'all, man, you better stop this stuff. Listen, just stop.
Yep.
Come over here and grab hold of this skirt.
Yeah. Come on.
I keep proving this stuff a zillion times over and over and over over the years. Just leave it alone.
Yes.
Shut your ass up.
That's it.
Boy, they on fire in the chat room. He's like, this is not.
I knew he was messianic. Mm-hmm. In school, they teach that. Mm-hmm. When I was in school, that's what they taught us. And then they never went to here.
No, they avoided.
They avoided.
Like the plague.
Thank you, sir.
Why does he got
gotta be a true tabernacle. Why can't he just be tabernacle? It's gotta be a true tabernacle.
I don't know. It's gotta be a true tabernacle.
A true tabernacle with who?
With the masterpiece. Oh! mature, attained a more excellent ministry.
Better than most.
Better.
You can't get
it.
Be way off here, man. Come on. Be way off of my ear, man. God of mercy.
Oh, thank you, Yah. We bless your holy name, Father.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to say this. Readily you may display the testament fortitude to that you will not survive. You will not alone survive.
Come on, Reed. But how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant.
Come on.
Which was established upon better promise.
Now we know what that covenant is. Jeremiah 31.
Yep.
Verse 31. It just is. Because that's all he's going to do. He's going to go right into Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. From this point on, he's going right into prophet Jeremiah. He's going to quote him verbatim.
Yep.
Read.
Behold!
There we go.
The days come, says Yah, that I will make a new covenant.
Who are you, one?
Yes,
I am the blood.
That's the opening blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless?
Yes! That I made with the fathers in the days, that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, which by covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, says Yah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says Yah,
what are you going to do?
I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts.
Hallelujah.
And they and will be their Elohim.
Hallelujah.
And they shall be my people. Hallelujah.
To walk and a vine to see, open pretty doors that the gas is free.
Life.
I got a river of life flowing out of me, bring up a well, down in my soul, bring up a well, and make me whole, oh, oh, bring up a well.
Hey!
Bring me to me.
But y'all see what I'm talking about, man?
Man, that's what's up, bro.
I started off by saying, I'm telling you, listen, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm anointing y'all. Y'all do just sit and listen.
That's it.
The anointing's been placed, but there's someone who gives the anointing. I'm putting emphasis on him. I'm never bringing no glory to the flesh. I'm just trying to direct and guide. Listen, brother. So y'all will see me take a stance on something. You may have never heard it, but just sit back. Don't you ever think pass on the ropes. I ain't never on the ropes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I got the one who made the ropes.
Hallelujah. Come on, man. For the record, I wasn't worried for a minute.
You was what?
I wasn't worried for a man.
I know you wasn't. Y'all get it though, right? But see, think of, man, if people could just get this in here. Now, we can't give them the ears to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all understand it, right?
I heard it.
We just live this thing, and you are, you was already here, but I, you wouldn't let me get to the plus line. You was already, you took off.
On
I mean, hey, you got to eat meat, man. Be the first one up there, grab it. Truly do. All right, Michael, we're getting ready to cut it up right here, man. Chop it off.
I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. With that said, we bless you all in the sweet presence and strong, victorious and mighty, overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel, King coming. What some joy.
I'm going to give you his number, so you can call and see what he does.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe I'll get his broadcast. Maybe the Most High give him revelation and preserve him a little bit. If not, he's going to hear it again.
When does he do his broadcast?
Remember, I'm going to be gone next week. So the week after that, we're looking at it probably. The week of 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, somewhere along there. And then you can call him because he said his eating is a free.
Okay.
And we can set it up then. Maybe you'll look at it, maybe not. I mean, lately you've been looking at all my stuff, but I just, like Pastor Rupert said, I throw him an olive.
Right.
And that was a bombshell, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, these brothers, man, yeah, anyway, that's some serious stuff, man. Next, who's next in line? Where's the disputer of this world?
There ain't none.
All right, my brother. I'm going to let Deep Shane go ahead and shut this thing down, man. I'm out.
All right, bless you.
Bless you. Bless you, man. Well, Tease, there we go again. James Hall Conquer, we out.
Woo! Wait for those of you.